Please call the roll.
So, commissioners, make sure you actually press the button.
Green light's on, it's not recording, so we'll make sure we get
the message to get to the recordings properly. So,
thank you.
Yep.
Chair Mooney?
Present.
Vice Chair Wade?
Present.
Councilmember Baird?
Present.
Councilmember Reed?
Present.
Councilmember Sutton?
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see, would you all please stand and join me in pledging allegiance to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes of our last meeting? That would be December 6th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any additions, corrections?
I move to be approved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes have been approved. And we do not have informational reports this evening from the commission. Item 3, old business, airport noise working group roles and responsibilities update. Mr. Tripp.
Commissioners, in the packet, we did make some additional modifications to the draft rules and responsibilities document. Basically, the biggest change now was just further reinforcing that the airport noise working group will be a subcommittee of the airport commission. So we did send that to you in red line format to make that a little bit more clear than it was in the earlier drafts. And that was the only real change. Tonight, of course, we'll be working to select the 3 Cottonwood resident participants on the group. Clarkdale has already selected their 3 plus their council member. I'm still working with our city to determine who will be our ex officio council member. But all the other members will be done. Will have been selected, and then after you do the selection tonight, we'll do the final interviews, the voting, and then at the March 6th meeting, we'll just announce, make it official, put it forth to you for a vote.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. So that's all the new old business for tonight.
That is it for old business.
Yes.
There's also going to be a representative from Amber Riddle.
Correct. We have from Amber Riddle, from Yavapai College, who has a flight program, and from Lenore Aircraft. We have locations both at Prescott and Cottonwood.
Okay.
Those will be our aviation representatives, and of course, we can then draw upon subject matter experts from outside, FAA, folks like that, to help provide the more detail as the working group gets moving on questions and answers.
Anything more under old business, gentlemen?
No.
Okay, moving to item 4, new business. Appointment of Airport Commission representative to the Airport Noise Working Group. Don't everybody volunteer at once?
Well, I would move that Chairman Mooney become the representative on the committee.
I knew that was coming. No other victims raising their hands? Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Interview of Cottonwood applicants for the Airport Noise Working Group is the next item of business.
All right. Now, commissioners, we did receive 6 applications within the deadline period. We did receive 1 after. Unfortunately, 3 of the 6 initial applicants have withdrawn from the process. The one additional person we did reach out to last week via email to invite them to the process did not respond, so we do have 3 people for the 3 positions to interview tonight. It'll still be ultimately up to your decision if you want to move, all 3 or a combination of those members. If we don't select all 3 tonight, then we'll have to see about potentially putting back out on the street again for another round.
Okay.
So if you're ready, I'll call up the individuals. Mr. Carl Wake. Walk? Okay. Thanks, sir. Yep. Okay. And commissioners, you do have the questionnaires in front of you, so if you would just, Chairman Mooney, if you want to start off.
Member receipt.
Yep.
All right. And you, this gentleman will be candidate number one.
You can go by names now. I mean, this will be.
Okay.
Yep. And so if you just, for the record, if you introduce yourself again.
Certainly. My name's Carl Christopher Waak.
W-A-A-K.
All righty. Gentlemen, questions?
Commissioners, you have the questions there on your in front of you.
Okay.
Can't we just ask our own questions? We don't have to follow these questions, do we?
You do,
yes.
Commissioner.
You have to?
Yes, you're going to be asking every candidate the exact same questions. Just like when you're doing the airport commission selections and all the other boards.
Well, why do you want to serve on this airport committee?
Well, part of it's my history as a resident here. I've lived on Airport Road, which is in close proximity to the airport, as you may imagine. I think I have a pretty good working person's knowledge of everything that happens at the airport. I've been there for 21 years, so I've been upwind and downwind. I've seen every aspect of it and all the changes and everything that's occurred. I know it's a challenge to our community, and challenges can be solved. I know other communities have. I understand both sides of it, of the coin as a resident, as well as the business aspect of running an airport. I was involved in local government as a sheriff's deputy, and I just retired recently as the patrol division commander for the city of Sedona. So I am, I've been on both sides of the coin as far as protecting rights of citizens as well as business and government. And I do believe that I have a, though maybe not a technical knowledge of how airports run, I can sit in my yard and tell you how many flights there are per day for the last 21 years.
What's the spelling of his name?
But you're on that little road that just varies off right from close to the runway there.
Yes, sir. Just has a slight obtuse angle, yes.
Okay, I know where you're at.
Yes.
Well, you probably know all the airplane numbers.
Possibly.
By the 42 safety area.
I'm sorry?
By the north safety area.
Yes, so I'd be three houses down from Black Hills Drive.
Yeah,
okay. So a little bit north of that, so yes.
All righty. Ready to move on, gentlemen. Next question. Members will learn about the federal laws and regulations that impact airport and aircraft operations. Members will need to review information both at scheduled meetings and on your own. Do you understand the time requirements of this working group? And are you willing and able to put in the time necessary?
Yes, I am. As I stated, I'm recently retired after 21 years in law enforcement. I'm well accustomed to researching, regulating, and understanding laws, both federal, state, and local.
All righty. Third question. Please tell us how you would assist the noise working group in furthering the goals of improving airport noise mitigation efforts.
Well, of course, the number one line I would take would be research. I understand there's a lot of emotion involved in airport, and I can tell you, in airports, and I can tell you that from my history, my father was a pilot, grew up going to air shows and things of that nature, and then, of course, now on this end of the spectrum, I'm living at the end of an airport. So I've enjoyed the pleasures of going to air shows, such as Oshkosh. I've also had some displeasures of there's another airplane. So I would like to be somewhere in the middle, listen to both ends of it. I feel that I can be unbiased in my decision, and I'm not a yes man, so if that's what you're looking for, I will go sit down. So I do appreciate research. Technology, of course, is great. I've been looking at a lot of airport statistics, but I also believe that for me, I'm a kinesthetic learner, so looking up things on the internet is only as good as who put them in, so I am a firm believer in hands-on knowledge, so that's how I would actually attack the challenges from both ends of the spectrum, from the airport's perspective as well as from residents' perspective.
Ready? Thank you. We're not quite through with you yet.
That's okay.
What expertise would you bring to assist the noise working group in providing advice and recommendations on the airport noise mitigation to the airport commission.
So easy one, and again, sorry to keep just rehashing my history, and I'll give you a little bit of history. I've been a Yavapai County resident since 1976, so consider myself a bit of a local. Been visiting my grandparents here in the Verde Valley since 1972, was raised in Prescott. Owned my own business in Cottonwood. I feel dug into this community. I also feel like I have the finger on the pulse of what's going on here, visitor-wise as well as resident-wise. But in my expertise, as you suggested I expound upon, I was actually a homicide detective, which is nothing but detail, detail, detail oriented, and I am detail oriented. I am very good at gathering facts, again, determining what, you know, parsing out fact versus fiction and things of that nature. So I do believe I have a very analytical mind. I am willing to and open to different types of thought processes because obviously people are going to bring in things that I have never even thought of from their perspective of airport challenges, both from government side and as well from resident side.
All righty. That ought to do it. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, and thank you for your consideration. And please, if I'm not the right candidate, I know it's 3 for 3, please go out and find somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, Joe Bob Grisham.
Joe Bob Grisham.
Hello, I'm Joe Bob Grisham. I just want to start off with thanking you guys for giving us this opportunity to work with you, because I know that if we all work together, as I've talked to Mr. Tripp several times about, I think we can find an amicable situation, you know, to work this out to where everybody can be much more happy and keep Cottonwood a wonderful place to live. So.
All righty. We'll start with the questions. Mr. Grisham, please briefly explain why you would like to serve on the Airport Noise Working Group.
Well, as I kind of touched on a little bit there, I moved here in June of last year. I'd been coming here for several years before that, just visiting and enjoying this place. And last year we took the dive and bought a place here because we just love it here. And I want to continue to love it here. Well, we were told about airport within 2 miles, but yet we weren't aware of the consistency and the intensity of the aircraft that were going all the time. So I do believe that if we work together with open minds and facts, we can find a way to, you know, resolve some of this, and so that everybody can continue on in a safe manner for the pilots, and so that the people of Cottonwood and the surrounding areas can be safe as well and not lose their sanity. And I think that's one of my goals, is to work with Emory Riddle and any of the other schools and stuff, and just, you know, to try to get it to where we can all live together. And I think that's not going to be, it shouldn't be too hard to do.
All righty. Members of this committee will learn about federal laws and regulations that impact airports and aircraft operations. Members will need to review information, both at scheduled meetings and on your own. Do you understand the time requirement of this working group? And are you willing to put in the time necessary?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm recently retired as well. I have a little part-time job at Belfry Brewery, making the beer there with them. Like I said, I love this community. I want it to be my home. And I'm not worried about putting in the time. Before I retired, I was a construction superintendent, did customer service and warranty work. Working with homeowners, and these were multi-million-dollar homes. These weren't, you know, track homes or anything, but working with people like that, gathering information on what they need to warranty their homes, keep everything working right. So I'm used to gathering information like that, putting it together so that it can be presented to homeowners and such like that. And I think that's kind of what we're going to be doing, is putting together information together and learning more about how the airport operates, what they can and cannot do, so that we can find a way to resolve this situation. And I'm very much up for that task.
All righty. Please tell us how you would assist the Noise Working Group in furthering the goals of improving the airport's noise mitigation efforts.
Well, first with facts. facts and truthful information. I've seen too many groups in the past that says, well, we heard this, we heard that. I'm not about that. I'm about finding out what's really happening. What can we do to fix it? What can we do to alleviate some situations that we're having right now? I think that's the main thing, is just working together as a group and working with you guys so that we can come up with situations that will resolve this in a way that will keep our pilots safe so that they can continue to do their thing, but also keep the citizens safe and, you know, and so they can live their lives. So I'd like to be able to be a part of that. I think we can all work together and keep things calm, straightforward, honest, with facts.
You ready? And the last question, what expertise would you bring to assist the noise working group to provide advice and recommendations on airport noise mitigation to the airport commission?
Well, once again, it's all about gathering the information. And I think that's something I'm up for is, you know, I'm on the internet a lot, checking out things and researching things. I've been doing a lot of it since I've been here, especially about airports and how they work and what we can and cannot do, what the FAA does. But there's still a lot of cloudiness to it. So that's why I look forward to working with you guys to get all this down so that we can find out what's our resolution, what can we resolve, how can we help each other so that Embry-Riddle can keep doing their thing and training pilots, and we can live our lives as well. So I think that with positive mindset and forward thinking, I think we can find a lot of answers and resolve a lot of these situations.
Ready. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you again, gentlemen.
We have a third.
And Robert Rothrock.
What was the name, sir?
Robert Rothrock. Robert Rothrock, R-O-T-H-R-O-C-K.
Correct.
R-O-G.
If you can read it.
Okay.
Hi.
Good evening.
Robert, please briefly explain why you would like to serve on the Airport Noise Working Group.
I'm a 40-plus year resident of Cottonwood and seen many changes in the town. I don't recall too many ways that people have been riled up by something that's gone on in town. This is a serious problem that we're facing. And as the other gentlemen have stated, I think that we can find a way to a solution. It won't be easy. Obviously, a good solution is going to rely on facts and not hearsay. And in that way, we can get the job done.
Ready. Members will learn about the federal laws and regulations that impact airport and aircraft operations. Members will need to review information both at scheduled meetings and on your own. Do you understand the time requirements of this working group? And are you willing and able to put in the time necessary?
From 2002 to 2006, I served on the City Council. I had a seat there. I was still working. Fortunately, my wife had been able to retire. And yes, I'm aware of having to do homework. It's going to be part of the job.
Okay. Next question. Please tell us how you would assist the noise working group in furthering the goals of improving the airport noise mitigation efforts.
Having been a teacher for almost my entire working career, I had to work with all different kinds of people, both adults and youngsters. And you have to find a way to reach a lot of people by good listening and coming up with viable solutions to issues that people are confronted with. The airport commission is going to be confronted with a whole lot of people who want things to change right away and others who are going to be more patient. So I believe that I can assist in that way of having the ability to read people and know where they're coming from a good bit. It's kind of hard to describe, but having been a teacher that long, you don't stay in the profession if you can't do that.
I'm ready, sir.
And finally, what expertise would you bring to assist the noise working group in providing advice and recommendations on aircraft noise mitigation to the airport commission?
Well, part of my career, I served on the budget committee for the school district. So in that situation, I was a vice chair. In that situation, you had to take into consideration all the different groups of people that it takes to make a school function, everybody from the janitor all the way up to the superintendent, and how you're going to take this pot of funds and divvy it up in a way that is appropriate and maybe not liked by all, but the best you can do. I'm pretty good at looking for compromises.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, I'd like to have a couple of minutes of your time.
Sir.
My name's Ron.
Sir.
My name's...
Sir?
This is not the time.
This is not the time. You can approach us during call to the public. We have to follow state law.
All right.
Can you fill out the speaker card, sir?
I sent in an application. Nobody ever contacted me.
Sir, are you a Cottonwood resident or a Clarkdale resident?
Clarkdale.
Okay, well, we're hiring for Cottonwood. You take that with
the Clarkdale statement. You get nothing to do with
Clarkdale. How would you like us to proceed, Jeff? Whenever you're ready to proceed, I'll pick up the store and the papers.
You ready? Looks like we're ready.
Okay, it looks like
we'll be ready to move on to discussion items.
If you're ready.
And I'll collect all the information at the end of the meeting.
We're ready.
Mm-hmm. So, Commissioners, is there any questions I can answer about the airport manager's report or expand upon anything further?
Mr. Tripp, nice report.
Thanks, sir.
I have questions. It's always difficult for me to try to make sure I don't violate the open meeting law, but you cover the waterfront pretty well with your manager's report. So items in your report can be discussed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's the status of the...
Commissioner, could you pull the mic a little closer? We can actually make sure we're recording.
What's the status of the windsock movement?
Right now, we're currently in the design phase. I don't have an estimated time for completion, but Dibble Engineering is working on it right now, as they are also along with the guidance signs and the Reel and Pappy upgrade projects. I think I have my biweekly or monthly meeting with Dibble next week, status update on all the projects then. I'll try to have those for the meeting on the 6th.
Does it look like this is going to be done, in 2025?
Oh, yes, definitely. The design will be done, I'm hoping, later this spring, and then it's applying for the federal grant, we're using one of the bipartisan infrastructure legislature grants. I believe it's fiscal year 2024 is what we're looking at using that money for, so that it's just working with the FAA to get that money. I'm still waiting on the obstruction mitigation plan grant that we applied for almost 9 months ago. So moving at the speed of the federal government more than anything else. Hopefully before 2030.
All right. On the fuel service, could you provide us the formula that you use, maybe at a future meeting? Mm-hmm. I know that what you've been, how you've been doing it, is using that, plus I think comparing other airports on kind of what the going rate is, which I don't have really a problem with that, but it'd be kind of good to, for me to get a better focus on how you figure out how much you're going to charge.
Sure. I'll send it to you again, but for this point, I'm just doing a straight formula. I'm not looking at other airports other than just to see where we're at right now. We are exceptionally low.
There we are.
Yeah, I think we're the lowest out of the six or seven airports that I'm evaluating. But I'll be happy to send you all the formula again.
My last comment, my next to my last comment, you speak quite a bit on the grant application process you're going through, which is very positive, I think, on the work you're doing. But I want to make sure that in the planning, we address those areas next to the runway. Somebody needs to put on their radar to acquire some of that land, because I would predict they're going to build there, and of course that'll be all the more problems we have if they construct. But down the road, 20 years from now, somebody is going to say, I wonder why the airport didn't purchase that land.
Yes, Commissioner, so, as I've told you in the past, I'll be adding that to the five-year CIP, but it comes down to what's more important to you. Do you want airfield improvements, or do you want to buy the land? So, I mean, part of it's going to be timing.
I believe it's not, it's an airport issue, but it's a city issue. Mm-hmm. The city itself needs to make sure they adequately plan for the acquisition of land. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Yep. And I'd like to make sure we have a good discussion on that.
Sure.
Because there is some land that comes right up to the runway that somebody needs to be looking at. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go on the back burner.
Yep, it's actually in the CIP, Commissioner. I've heard you, and it's been added, and I will bring that forth. In the next meeting, I'll be presenting the airport capital improvement program for the next 5 years that we're going to be taking forward to the city. So that's on there.
Okay, very good. Last, is your comment about we have 37 people wanting a hangar, I think, at the airport. That's quite a few. And you talked also about maybe meeting with some investors. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk a little bit more about that and where we're going?
Yes, I've been approached by some investors. We were supposed to meet in January, but due to circumstances, they had to postpone their meetings. So we'll have any discussions with anybody who wants to potentially lease ground on a long-term basis which to construct hangars. But in the past, we did an RFP last year, despite numerous people saying they wanted to build hangars. We had that one large parcel, and nobody bid on it. So, well, again, we'll put it out there again if somebody else actually has the financial wherewithal to move forward with the hangar development project.
Yeah, and I know Mr. Rodriguez is in the back of the room. Mm-hmm. The existing hangars that are out there, and I'm one of the lessees, I think have been a pretty good investment for the city. Not a great investment, but they're doing okay. They've, I believe, paid for the hangars, making a little bit of money on the side. Mm-hmm. It seems like to me the city needs to maybe look at that again, mm-hmm. to replicate that effort, and maybe not going 37, but if they can build those hangars, you have a guaranteed customer. Mm-hmm. You have a customer that is standing in line. Mm-hmm. And so, amortize it out. So over so many years, you're going to pay for them.
Yep.
And you know, it is kind of frustrating for me to have that number of people. That's a lot of people out there wanting a hangar. And most of them are probably business people in town. So I'd like to see if explore that further.
Sure. Well, commissioners, you can make a recommendation to city council to recommend the city builds hangars. That's within your purview.
I'd be more than happy to talk with the city council about that.
Well, I mean, Commissioner, you have the ability to make a motion, and as the commission, you can forward that to the city.
Okay. I move that we go to the city council and request research into the possibility of the city expanding and, again, developing hangars.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Mm-hmm. And Commissioner, one thing on the hangars, I would remind you, there might be 40 people on the list, but when it comes down to who is ready to write the check, for example, on the covered tie-downs, I'm down to about 6 people. There's about 10 people left on the list, and the first 4 have use their first pass. So in the last 3 months, I have cut that list in 2/3 because people either no longer have their medicals, they've sold their plane, they've acquired hangars elsewhere. So again, you might have 40 people on the list, but the question is how many of those people are ready and willing to, for example, put down $10,000 earnest money to say, yeah, I'm ready to actually do something. So that's the kind of research we'd have to do too, assuming council would give permission to push forward on something like this.
I agree, but you could do some creative proposals to people where you could go, out of 37 people, you're going to probably end up getting 10 or 15. They're probably relatively stable to one in a hangar, and you could work out some kind of an arrangement with them where there may even be an incentive that we're going to finish hangars in a certain amount of time, and we're going to give you the privilege of prepaying a little bit, and we're going to give you some kind of an incentive for doing that, just some creative financing. But I just don't want it to go away because we've been dealing with this issue for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, Commissioner, that's why I'm trying to get the private sector to step up. If the private sector says they don't think there's a market, that's one of the challenges, because every airport I've worked at, everybody says, oh, just build hangars and people will throw money at you. The problem is, again, how many people are ready and willing? If we were to move forward in the next year or two to build another 10 or 20 hangars, the last thing we want to do is build something and then all of a sudden the demand's truly not there. So it does, I mean, it's something we can take a look at. As for creative financing, I'll have to let the finance director address that, of how we can finance something. But I don't think the city can usually do their creative financing.
Yeah, as you know, pilots are a little different. They're kind of
slightly
kind of strange in some ways, and they want hangars. I mean, most pilots, if they had a nice million-dollar airplane, they're not going to come to Cottonwood unless they have a hangar. They're going to go to Sedona or they go to somewhere else.
If you don't mind, yeah. Chairman Wade, Chairman Mooney, and commissioners. As you know, I was instrumental in financing the last set of hangars. I think Jeffrey and I can have a conversation and maybe include Tom, our city interim city manager, and maybe start some of those discussions. As you recall, the last time we built hangars, the city went ahead and paid for them, or actually financed them for the airport, and the airport actually paid them back. Something to the tune of like $296,000. So, of course, obviously, it's going to be a lot more expensive, and it would have to be budgeted. But I think it's something we can probably make sure that it stays on the front burner somewhere.
Okay.
And we can talk about that later on, Jeff, because as we're building the budget for the next 5 years, we might be able to get it in our capital program if we can get the financing for it.
Well, I appreciate the work you did on that, because that's the only thing out there. Is that work that you put together on that?
It worked out well for us at that point in time. But
worked
I think,
out very well.
But I think to Jeff's point, we ought to make sure that it will go ahead and they get filled and we can go ahead and pay back the city, and that'd make a lot easier pill for the council to swallow.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Excuse me. Who seconded that motion? Thank you.
And the last item tonight is airport operations and noise abatement report.
Again, commissioners, is there anything I can expand upon further from the latest report?
Again, I thought it was a good report. Do you have anything, Bill?
I want to talk about the agenda next meeting.
Okay, why don't we finish call to the public?
Okay.
Then we'll do agenda. Mm-hmm. All righty. So it looks like that ends section 5. Let's go to call to the public. This is the time for the public to comment on any matter that does not appear on the agenda. Commission members may not discuss items not identified on the agenda. Let's see. We are... comments are limited to a 3-minute time period for each person. And let's see. Carla Hill.
Good evening. Carla Hill. I live in Cottonwood, Pine Shadows, and I'm a member of the Verde Valley Aviation Impact Relief Group. I think we've spoke about it before. But there was just a few things I wanted to mention. The first one is, we're not against the airport. We're not against normal airport operations. We support you guys. We support our local pilots. So I really want that to be known, because I know there are groups that are trying to close the airport. That's not us. So when I looked at the reports that you gave, I was looking at the numbers, and I just wanted to point out that in 2018, there was an estimated 18,000 total operations. And that is estimated, I got that from Mr. Tripp today, and it's also the estimate for 19 and 20, because they didn't have the software to track it, apparently. So when I look at the report that you have in front of you, for December 2023, the total operations are 50,030. Now, in 2018, I know you had a huge noise problem, and that was only with 18,000 flights. So we are extremely concerned. And on top of that, the projections that were done in the master plan for 2024 are projected at 20,498 for this year. Well, we've well past that. So those projections are pretty much useless. Another thing I wanted to mention is, because of all this noise and all of the traffic is going north, well, not all of it, I shouldn't say that, 75% of the traffic, we're told, is going north, and that's what shows in your reports as well, by the runway numbers. So everybody to the north of the airport is getting the takeoff noise, and I know you. This is not news to you guys. You're all aware of this. But what we are asking is if there's some kind of a compromise with Embry-Riddle where we could get them to alternate their days and fly south part of the time and fly north part of the time. I know that doesn't make the people to the south happy, but this is a burden that we should all be sharing, not just the residents to the north. Now, when I asked Parker Northrup, I sent him an email. I want to quote something he wrote to me. I asked him about taking more southern departures, and this was his answer. This was on January 19th. He said that southern departures were being discussed, and, quote, it would have to be worked out by Jeffrey. If he gets everyone on board, especially the local operators, we can adjust that within a day or so. So to me, that sounds like they're on board to do that. I would like to see you guys pursue that. Another thing we asked is why they weren't using more of the county airports, because they say they're using Seligman, Baghdad, et cetera. We do see, we flight track, so we see flights going over out there, but it doesn't look like they're doing any touch and goes over there. And so that is really what we're struggling with. When I brought that up to Parker Northrum, again, here's another quote. This is what I got. We won't drive the students to incur increased costs when suitable training can be achieved more efficiently with lower flight time. So what that says to me is they don't want to spend the money. And that's not right. He also told me that they currently have students that if they can't fly to Cottonwood or do their training operations in Prescott, they cancel and they wait until they can come over here. So I know they're being charged for these planes. I know it's, you know, something like $4 a minute or whatever. That's just for the plane. So if we can maybe, I know you're looking at landing fees, but we would really like to see that come to fruition. They should be paying something. They're doing all this for free. So our groups are trying to keep things calm, but people are reaching their boiling points, and the stories are getting worse and worse. So please consider that, and please try to work with Embry-Riddle. It sounds like they would, and that's all I have.
If you could forward me those emails so I can take a look, and I'll try to coordinate with Parker.
Yep. I would be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next, how about Mary Lou?
Hello. Can you hear me? Thank you for letting me speak. My name is Mary Lou Rose, and I live in Mountain Gate in Clarkdale. I'm here as I'm concerned about the amount of low-level, repetitive touch-and-go operations, mostly Embry-Riddle, over my home, Touzegut National Monument, Verde River, and parks and trails. I would like to discuss the content of FAA Advisory Circular 9136D. I won't read the whole thing, but here are some high points. The FAA advisory states, excessive aircraft noise can result in annoyance, inconvenience, or interference with the uses and enjoyment of property and can adversely affect wildlife. For the purposes of this advisory, an area is noise sensitive if noise interferes with normal activities associated with the area's use. Examples of noise-sensitive areas include residential, educational, health, religious structures and sites, parks, areas with wilderness, cultural and historic sites, where a quiet setting is generally recognized as a feature or attribute. The FAA advisory continues, increased emphasis on improving the quality of the environment requires a continuing effort to provide relief and protection from low-flying aircraft noise. The FAA advisory continues to say potential noise impacts to noise-sensitive areas from low-altitude aircraft can be addressed through application of the voluntary practices set forth in this advisory. Adherence to this practice is a practical indication of pilot concern for the environment, which will build support for aviation. Avoidance of noise-sensitive areas, if practical, is preferable to overflight at relatively low altitudes. Now, the usual pushback from an advisory like this is, it's voluntary, it's a suggestion. Let's think logically here. I believe the FAA would not publish an advisory that it did not think should be followed by instructors and especially student pilots. Cooperative actions on this advisory state that aircraft operators, airport managers, and others are asked to assist in voluntary compliance with this advisory by publicizing it and distributing information regarding known noise-sensitive areas. Embry-Riddle, I don't believe is here, there, but I know you're an alumni, states that their behavior is ethical and responsible. They're teaching future pilots. Are they teaching future pilots to not pay attention to the advisories from the FAA because it's voluntary? Is that ethical and responsible behavior? If and when these pilots graduate, what have you taught them about pilot concern for the environment as stated in this advisory? I just hope that you can take this advisory that is from the FAA and has been around since 2004 and distribute it and hopefully the airport manager can start asking them not to be flying over Tuzigoot, right? That's a national monument. Not to be flying over the Hopi Cultural Center that's being built on Tuzigoot Road. Not flying over my home, over the Verde River, or other recreational areas, as indicated in this advisory. Thank you very much.
All righty. And now we have Art.
Good evening. I just wanted to come on by and introduce myself as one of the three members from Clarkdale, because we'll be working underneath you, and I figured I wanted to get a chance to see your face, and then you get a chance to see my face, and look forward to working with you. And I thought it'd be a great idea, too, that I saw on your agenda that you were going to be interviewing some of the Cottonwood candidates there, and I just figured it would be a great opportunity to get to know some of them and hear what they had to say along with us. So I just want to say I'm looking forward to working with you, and so we can come up with some solution. I'm one of the members, and I'm sure you know Leslie's another member from Clarkdale, and so is Mary Lou. So that's all I wanted to say. Just introductions. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have anybody else for call to the public tonight? Alrighty. Agenda items. Can we do agenda items tonight, or do we turn them into you?
If you have anything now, Commissioner.
Yeah, I'll take them now, Commissioner.
Yes, sir. A couple of things. I would like us to spend time with the realtors and the documents they utilize to make sure people understand that there's an airport here. I went through the documents that you provided me, and they were nominal. That would be a good agenda item, I believe. Okay. Secondly, I think people, and I think we may need a legal opinion, but I think people need to be able to talk to us if issues come up. I disagree with that ruling. I think if this is an agenda item that we're talking about, I think people should be able to stand up and ask us questions.
Like I said, Commissioner, that comes out of Arizona revised statute, so we'll have to get legal opinion on what we can and can't do.
Well, I think we should get a legal opinion, because I think if we don't allow them to talk, it's just the opposite of open meeting. And so I think they need to be pursued, because one person came up and wanted to be able to speak tonight when we bring up a topic.
I don't disagree, Commissioner. Like I said, though, this meeting is for you to conduct your business ultimately. Yes. If you want to do an open public meeting, I think I can check with the attorneys how you schedule that. If you want to have just an open meeting, I think you can do that. And Rudy, if you're aware of that, but I think you can do something different. But in this format, just like if you're doing the planning and zoning meetings, we do have to follow the state law to avoid getting, in potential legal issues by doing things outside what is allowed.
I understand, but it doesn't seem appropriate. It doesn't, in my opinion, I think people should be able to be heard. And it may be a longer meeting, but somebody gets up and wants to be heard on an agenda item, they have to wait until next month.
Yep. Commissioner, nobody disagrees with you, but again, this is not a city regulation. This is state law.
Well, I would like to look at that state law. And I think that we have an attorney that can look at that state law. And I disagree with it. And I'd be interested in meeting with that attorney.
Anything else, gentlemen? Okay. Gotcha. Anything else?
No.
Anything else to come before this commission tonight? Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I move we adjourn.
Do I hear a second? We had to get a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
State law about open meetings. How do you cut this thing off? State will come in first.